This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Sean Diddy Combs is in jail in New York, charged with sex trafficking. The judge said no bail while he awaits trial, but there is a hearing today. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
He's pleaded not guilty. His lawyer, Mark Agnifilo, says they're back in court today appealing that bail decision, trying to get him out on a $50 million bond.
He came to New York to establish his innocence. He's not afraid. He's not afraid of the charges.
Prosecutors say Diddy used power and prestige to facilitate crimes, including so-called freak-offs, in which women were coerced to engage in sex with male sex workers while he watched and filmed. U.S. Attorney Damian Williams.
The freak-offs sometimes lasted days at a time, involved multiple commercial sex workers, and often involved a variety of narcotics.
Julie Walker, New York.
We could see lower mortgage, auto loan, and credit card rates if the Fed does what experts think it will today, reduce its key interest rate. Mark Hamrick is with Bankrate.com.
The biggest takeaway here is that interest rates are going to be coming down, and they're going to be coming down a lot in the future months.
The number of dead is up to 12 now, thousands wounded, after those pagers used by Hezbollah exploded in Lebanon and Syria yesterday. An American official says Israel briefed the U.S. on the operation after it was over. Today, Donald Trump takes his campaign message to New York, which he says the GOP has a real chance of winning for the first time in decades. He'll be in Uniondale on Long Island. Vice President Harris will speak at a Congressional Hispanic Caucus conference in Washington. The House votes today on a proposal that links federal government funding to a mandate that states require proof of citizenship when people register to vote. Democrats oppose it. This is AP News. One-time Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley will host her own radio talk show starting next week. The AP's Haya Penjwani.
Nikki Haley says she's launching a weekly talk show on Sirius XM satellite radio starting next week. The last Republican opponent of Donald Trump, who was left standing in the GOP nomination fight, will interview guests, take calls, and talk policy, and maybe a little Clemson football on her show. She also hopes to take away some of the predictability that's present in partisan media. The former United Nations ambassador and South Carolina governor said her aides have begun talking to Trump's team in the past 2 weeks about making campaign appearances, but nothing has been set. I'm Haya Penjwani.
Thousands of dock workers along the East Coast and Gulf Coast are threatening to strike on October 1st. That would shut down ports that handle about half the nation's cargo from ships. They're worried about their jobs automating. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
South Carolina's got everything. Natural beauty, trendy cities, but you might miss your next big adventure in a smaller town. We've got you covered on the Palmetto Porch. Discover South Carolina's official podcast. I'm Devin Whitmire. Come with me as I venture off the beaten path and learn about these towns from the locals who know them best. Check out the Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information, head on over to scpalmettoporch.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.